I think the one thing that you've kind of seen about this team is they have each week it's a different guy stepping up, and that's the depth that that really you see. Because like yesterday on the defensive side, Troy Anderson steps up,
yep,
right? Because they're running the ball down, and all of a sudden he gets an interception, Rob, and you described it earlier. It's a screen pass. Judon gets in the passing lane and is able to get an arm on it, and the ball goes in the air, and then you got that Montana State quarterback speed, and he's down. But
make him a Taysom Hill for the Falcons, man. Why not? Let's do it.
Well, if he wants, I would say make him our version of Travis Hunter, where you know we have him playing like a running back style and linebacker,
right?
But not a DB wide receiver.
But he's got to stay healthy, though.
He does, but that you look. There's no such thing as healthy once you get past week one in the NFL.
At least I'll be able to play, though.
You know? And I think he will. But I felt like his aggression completely went to a different level. Once he got, once that interception had. And then I thought Tyler Algier had the play where he woke up, which was the little dump off outlet. And it's a third and I think 10. There's no, I mean, it's a give up. You're just dropping it off because you're like, hey, want to be safe with the ball. And then when he runs over Alante Taylor, then he ends up getting the first down. All of a sudden, it was Tyler Algier time. And it just kind of unlocked him for the game.
Should he be getting more carries?
I think it's easy to say he should be getting more carries.
Yeah, I don't want to be too simplistic about it, but it seems like, you know, you want to go with a hot hand, but also, you know, there's other I get it, but...
But where are you going where he gets more carries? Because you've been limited in your possessions.
Right.
You're not getting as many plays. You've been brutally bad on third down, and
that's
honestly, it wasn't any better yesterday. Third downs weren't much better yesterday. They were better, but not good. They were 4 of 11 yesterday on third down for 36%. That's bad that you have been really bad on third down, which means you're not continuing to possess the ball. So I don't know who you're taking. You know, you're just not going to run the wishbone. And I thought yesterday was the perfect perfect time for Algier to have a big game. And I love Tyler Algier. But it was the perfect time for him to have that game because guess what? Bijan's a little banged up.
Yep.
When he was on the injury report, he was a lot more effective in the passing game, Bijan was yesterday, than the run game. And Algier just started taking off, and it was a physical running game where you needed his style.
I'm telling you, that sense of doom, you know, remember when the Falcons stopped the Saints on fourth down late in the game, you get the ball back, what, about 4 minutes left, ideal part where you can just run out the clock, but apparently they just stuffed the run for whatever reason, and that's what you want to do, and you sadly go three and out.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, I said to Arch before that drive, I said, I need 25 to eat here.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's great. He goes, but you know, they know that too.
Yeah.
And
you
can bet you that they're gonna load up. He goes, so whatever you do on first down, you have to have success. And guess what they didn't do?
Have success on first down.
Success on first down. Now you're throwing. They only had to burn one timeout. So it was, and then Algier made an actual crucial mistake because he catches the outlet on third down and he gets out of bounds. He goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
So the clock continues to run.
That's right.
So that's one of those situations where, as good as Algier was yesterday, you've got to have situational awareness.
Yeah, a little mental error there. I think the most disheartening thing, though, was, you know, Bijan Robinson touchdown, the holding on Jake Matthews. And then after that, you give up a sack and a fumble. Thankfully, that was covered by Bergeron. But you lost 21 yards because of that penalty in the sack after the touchdown was called back.
And I thought it was a crap call.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think they called that call against them in that particular way.
It didn't look particularly egregious at all either. I mean, there were many holdings that were – there was one play in particular where I think one of the Falcon offensive line was basically tackled, and that wasn't called.
Yeah, well, and Judon got tackled a few times yesterday.
Yep.
It was behind the play. You know, I'll say this, though.
That's what I meant, the other side of the ball. Yep.
Drake, it is third down, to your point, and Kirk Cousins makes a pretty ballsy throw to Drake London on the sideline right in front of us, and he let it go before Drake, I think, came out of his break, and you get enough back to be able to, you know, get back in field goal range,
right,
kick the field goal, and you did get points, though.